Hey guys, welcome back to the Value Investing Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. First of all, we really appreciate you guys' just continued support that you guys are providing us, and we are trying to help everyone out in whatever way we can. So thank you so much. And I just want to say, if you like our content, please consider subscribing to the channel and dropping a like as well if you like it, and share it with your friends and other people who you think can benefit from this. And if you haven't joined our Telegram channel, please do that as well. The link to that is in the description. So we have we hit 500 members, which I'm super excited about. So thank you so much, whoever is the part of that group and they're listening to this video or audio. So yeah, I really appreciate you guys, and let's get into it. So moat ka matlab kya hai, pehle hum, let's get into that. मोट होता है कासल के अराउंड एक प्रोटेक्टिव लेयर. सो एक मान लीजिए एक किला है, किले के बीच, अगर बीच में किला है एंड आसपास उसके पानी होता है, राइट. हमने कार्टून्स में देखा था जब हम छोटे होते थे, एंड उसमें क्रोकोडाइल्स होते थे. सो लाइक हुएवर ट्राइज टू ब्रीच द कासल, द क्रोकोडाइल्स, द मोट इज गोइंग टू प्रोटेक्ट द कासल. सो दैट्स एन एनालॉजी फॉर अस एज बिजनेस ओनर्स. इफ वी आर इन दैट कासल एंड दोज कंपेरेटर्स आर आवर एनिमीज, दे आर ट्राइंग टू ब्रीच द फोर्ट्रेस, दे आर ट्राइंग टू गेन मार्केट शेयर, दे आर ट्राइंग टू हर्ट अस. So the moat is basically going to protect us. The moat is going to protect us as shareholders, our families, wealth and stuff. And that is what a moat is. So moat jo hota hai, wo kafi different tarike se form kiya ja sakta hai. It's basically like a sustainable competitive advantage. Ki chahe bure time bhi aayenge, to jo moat hai company ka, it would remain unaffected. If you're a business owner, again, I say this all the time, you're not buying stocks, you're buying businesses. So if you buy a business and during COVID it suffered, that means your business might lack a moat. There's a higher chance. And if your business got destroyed during COVID, iska matlab hai ki there was no moat whatsoever. So jab bure situations aati hain, like even the worst of situations, the moat protects you. Like aapka jo cushion hai wo thoda stronger rehta hai, ya fir agar baki cheeze hurt ho rahi hain, aap kam hurt hote ho, ya fir aap bilkul unaffected rehte ho. That is what moat is basically. How can your business survive during tough times? How durable it is? So that also is a huge part of having a moat. So moat is a different way, different things can lead to a moat. So most of the problem, the biggest problem that we have in our group trying to explain to people, is a lot of businesses are commodity based businesses. So commodity based businesses mein kya hota hai, unka jo differentiating factor hai wo kuch nahi hai. The only differentiating factor they have is price. And if you're differentiating on price, then basically it's going to impact you in the longer term. So अगर तो कॉस्ट एडवांटेज आपके पास ओनली एडवांटेज है, दैट्स नॉट अ मोट. बट इफ यू आर द लोएस्ट कॉस्ट प्रोड्यूसर, इफ योर मार्जिन्स आर हायर एंड दोज मार्जिन्स आर हायर ड्यू टू लाइक सम इनोवेटिव लाइक सम ट्रेडमार्क, सम पैटर्न दैट यू हैव, देन दैट इज अ मोट. बट अगर आप सेम प्रोडक्ट क्रिएट कर रहे हो जो बाकी लोग क्रिएट कर रहे हैं, देन देर इज नो मोट व्हाटसोएवर. सो इफ यू हैव अ कॉस्ट एडवांटेज ओवर सम ओवर योर कंपेरेटिव, यू हैव अ मोट. And then size advantage. So some companies are way bigger than others. So like if you say like ITC is a perfect example of size advantage. ITC ke paas 80% jo market share hai, wo tobacco market ka India mein hai, which is a huge market. So even though the sales get affected, the sales are going down in terms of volume for one reason or another, especially during COVID last year, the revenues didn't go down. Why? Because they had the moat, they were able to increase their sales prices. And those sales prices are not going to come down. The product is, in a way, an addictive product. So if you have any, moral or ethical issues with that, that is something that is besides the conversation. But I'm trying to explain to you that size advantage bhi hota hai, kahin kahin market share ka advantage hota hai, jo aap, you can just basically hurt your opponents in that way. And then high switching costs. So some businesses, I don't know if telecom in India is like that anymore. I haven't been in India for 6 years. But jab aapko ek product se dusre cost product mein switch karne ke liye, agar aapko cost lagti hai, jaise yahan pe agar aapke paas Wi-Fi ka connection hai, agar aapki ek saal ki lease hai, aur agar aapne Wi-Fi connection apna katwaya, to you have to pay a penalty. So you get discouraged from, cutting a connection. So that is also a huge thing. And there could be other things as well, like say, Infosys is your provider for some sort of and this is not a great example, but if there's a company that provides troubleshooting things to you. So like say you're an IT company, you outsource it to another IT company, and unke paas aapke sare systems hain, unko pata hai aapka kaise sab kuch work karta hai, sara kaam kaise work karta hai. And if that thing goes away, if you're actually moving and trying to find a different provider, आपको उस नए प्रोवाइडर को मतलब सब अपने सब सिस्टम समझाने पड़ेंगे, उनको एक सिस्टम डेवलप करना पड़ेगा. सो ये कॉस्ट विल बी हाई. सो यू आर लाइक कोई नहीं, अगर 5-10% ज़्यादा देने पड़ते हैं तो कोई चक्कर नहीं है. the initial costs are going to be high. So high switching costs lead to a huge moat as well. Telecom sector is actually a huge one. And then now we'll discuss ki how can you find a company, and how can you say ki, okay, this company has a moat, like how can you spot a moat easily. So first of all, can't be replaced. So some products cannot be replaced. As I said, commodity type businesses, you can either buy steel from company A or you can buy it from company B. There's not much of a moat. APL Apollo Tubes, that's why they're so huge, because they have a moat. They have some certain products that are not available at a run of a mill steel provider. So that is also a thing. Can't be replaced. Like there's a certain product that cannot be replaced with a different product. So Coca-Cola is a perfect example. The person who's going to drink Coca-Cola, they're going to drink Coca-Cola. They don't like Thumbs Up. They don't like Pepsi. They're going to drink Coca-Cola. So can't be replaced is a huge one, huge factor. Uske baad hai ji, is not subject to price regulations. So price wars, jo hote hain, they are the worst thing for any business, especially in commodity type businesses. Again, what happens is, say, you have a business where you're trying to sell steel. So steel mein kya hoga ki steel cyclicals inko tabhi kehte hain. 2 saal aapka period acha chal raha hai, and then 6 or 7 quarters ke baad jo log capital allocation karna chahte hain apne businesses ki, they were like, man, steel business itna sara paisa bana rahe hain, we should start making steel as well. So there's more players in the market. Jab zyada players aa rahe the market mein, cost of input bad jati hai, price cutting shuru ho jati hai. Wo banda kehta hai main market share gain karne ke liye price kam kar dun, dusra banda kehta hai main bhi price kam kar dun. To commodity businesses jo hain, they are good for a short period of time, but they're not good for a long period of investments. That is why it's very important. Agar koi business mein price is not important, right, that company will have a moat. So think about that. Ki what is a product that you use that no matter whatever price goes up, like obviously if it triples or four times, you'll be an idiot to spend money on that anymore. But what kind of businesses do you buy stuff from, and even if the price goes up 10%, you wouldn't replace them with anything else. That is what price romantic, or that's what a price regulation basically means. And is needed and desired. So the thing is, there's a difference between needing something and desiring something. So needs means something that is required because it's very essential or important, and desired means something that one wishes for or intends to get. This is a very important point and highlights the importance of the value of the brand. You know, Fiat company that they made Ferraris, and Ferraris ka unka total sales ki volume thi wo bahut kam thi, but jo Ferrari ki profit mein contribution thi, that was huge. Why? Because Ferrari has a moat. Ferrari is needed and desired. We want, everyone wants to own a Ferrari. They don't want to own a Fiat. And that's why the brand advantage is so huge. So any business that has has some sort of a moat, sometimes it's very easy to understand and sometimes it's not very easy to understand. But this is where, that fundamental investing comes, fundamental analysis comes in. You just look at the numbers, you feel like, okay, like this, the numbers will tell you if there is a moat or not. So if the margins stay strong, if the return on capital invested is high for a long period of time, you'll understand ki yes, this business has a moat. And I think the most important part that I see a lot of people missing is, okay, you found a product that has a moat. How much are you willing to pay for it? That is where the real returns are going to come from. Are you paying a very high PE? Sometimes, yeah, high PE makes sense. But if you're looking for 40-50% returns on your investment, you're not going to make that from Asian Paints. You're not going to make that from Marico or something. Because the chakkar kya hai, unki growth has slowed down. Yes, they have a moat, but if you have a lot of money and if you're looking for a stable investment of 10-15%, yes, you can buy those businesses. But if you buy a company that you know has a moat at a cheaper valuation, that is where the baggers are going to come from. That is where the investing gold per se lies. So if you can find those kind of businesses, you'll make a lot of money and you'll be a very, very rich person when you're older. So that is what I want to say about moats. And if you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment and let us know. Even in the Telegram group, you can ask us. That's the beauty of our Telegram group, that you can ask questions regarding specific businesses, specific things that you're struggling with. We try to help you out, and that is what our goal is. We want to help help the retail investor, gain the knowledge, gain the insight, because it's possible for everyone. And it's not impossible to, become a good investor and stuff like that. And it's possible for you, and we are here for you, and we will do whatever we can to help you out with that. So just wanted to say that, guys. Thank you so much for your support again. It really means the world to us. And take care, and see you in the next one. Bye.